So many of America's colleges and universities today are less concerned with critical thinking than with indoctrination. So it's no wonder that so many young Americans embrace cancel culture or deny free speech to conservatives and celebrate terrorism. I'm happy to report that there is an American college where students debate ideas openly and honestly, where they pursue truth together with their professors, and where America's great heritage of liberty is studied and revered, Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College continues its original mission of offering the kind of serious liberal arts education needed to preserve the blessings of civil and religious liberty across the land. At Hillsdale College, students grow in heart and mind by studying timeless truths in a supportive, dedicated community. To learn more about the mission of Hillsdale College, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com. There you will find a short video showing you how Hillsdale's work is effective in defending American liberty, not only on its Michigan and Washington, D.C. campuses, but across the nation. Take some time to watch today at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Hillsdale College, developing minds, improving hearts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Drunk Florida man drops his pants, yells, "Where's my weapon?" while exposing himself to deputies, say officials. A Palm Coast man was taken to jail for reportedly exposing himself to deputies, and it was all caught on body camera video. Flagler County deputies arrested 40-year-old Sean Madden on charges of exposure of sexual organs, assault on an officer, disorderly intoxication, and resisting an officer without violence following a confrontation on Sunday in a local neighborhood. He was taken to jail for repeatedly on body camera exposing himself as well. Oh boy. Yeah, that's not something that you'd know. Florida man arrested for stealing and damaging an excavator. A man in Florida was taken into custody after allegedly stealing an excavator and causing damage to not one, but two buildings. The man apparently drove like a woman. The incident occurred in Gainesville, where the suspect stole a large excavator and proceeded to drive it right on the street, resulting in the total destruction of power lines. Then he proceeded to drive the stolen excavator where else? Through the wall of a Walmart. Following the initial incident, police were able to locate a nearby storage unit that the suspect had also driven the stolen excavator through. Fortunately, no injuries were reported, shockingly, as a result of the incident. The motives behind the theft and subsequent destructive actions remain unknown. Does it matter, though? It's unclear how the suspect gained access to said excavator and what drove them to drive it through buildings. Investigations are ongoing to determine the full extent of the totally destroyed buildings and gather additional information about the incident. The stolen excavator has been recovered and legal proceedings are following. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really think you care about a motive at that point. Florida woman attacks a trooper with fingernails after a 120-mile-per-hour drunken joyride. Brittany Bianchi was arrested after an alleged attack. What? Bianchi?
Okay.
That's what B-I-A-N-C-H-I.
That just sounded so not normal.
Brittany Bianchi. All right. After an alleged attack on a Florida Highway Patrol officer, police say that Lil Brittany, 31, was pulled over for doing 120 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. During the traffic stop, she allegedly being the laughable word doing all the heavy lifting here, attacked a Florida Highway Patrol trooper with her fingernails. Were they real or fake? That article doesn't state. The incident occurred at 8:30 p.m. in St. Petersburg. She was driving her Mercedes 120 miles per hour right past a trooper on the Gandy Bridge. And as he tried to take Lil Brittany into custody for driving her Benz under the influence, she became violent, dug her fingernails into the trooper's hands. The DUI charges her third offense in 10 years. And if I'm being honest, judging by the dash cam footage, crop tops aren't for everyone. What happens when we die? From Angel Studios, the force behind Sound of Freedom and The Chosen, comes an unprecedented deep dive into the phenomena of near-death experiences in the new movie After Death. After Death makes a courageous venture into a hotly debated, mysterious subject by comparing near-death experience with cutting-edge scientific knowledge. Hear from experts in the fields of science, philosophy, and medicine, as well as firsthand experiences of people who have lived through death as they paint a fascinating picture of life in the next realm. realm. This groundbreaking project responds to the soul's innate desire to find meaning in life and solace in the future. Come see it for yourself or pay it forward by providing a free ticket for others to see the film. Leave your preconceptions at the door and prepare for a never-before-seen glimpse into what the next life could entail in After Death, opening October 27th. Get your tickets today or pay it forward at angel.com/Dana. That's angel.com/Dana. After Death, the end is only the beginning. Rated PG-13. Can we have an honest discussion about whether or not Bud Light can be redeemed? Because I think that that's where all of this is right now. UFC, I'm pulling this up, just signed this major, major contract with Bud Light. They've partnered with them. Bud Light's desperately trying to turn their sales around. They've partnered with UFC. It's the biggest sponsorship deal in the sports history. Now, I should note that this isn't the first time that they've partnered with UFC. They've worked with UFC before, so this isn't the first time. They've worked with UFC, like in the very beginning, weren't they partners with them? So they've announced this partnership. This is after the beer company's been fighting back from the Dylan Mulvaney thing. And I think that goes to show you how widespread the rejection of that was, because it affected everything. It's not going to be conservatives that are rejecting it that are going to affect its sales to this extent. It's going to be everybody just fed up with all of it. So now they're an official beer sponsor for UFC. It's a 6-year marketing partnership. They announced this they announced it yesterday late afternoon. And CNBC said it's into 9 figures. It's the largest in UFC's history. And they've reestablished ties. This is considered a conservative sport. There are a lot of conservatives. I mean, Dana White seems to be pretty libertarian conservative, right? Conservatarian, a phrase I coined over a decade ago. He seems to be pretty conservatarian. And then they have, a lot of their fighters are pretty conservative. Not all are, but most of them, it seems, are. And Bud Light, I mean, yes, they have Modelo. They have, but the Modelo deal that they have, I think, is what, 8 figures? They've been surpassed by everybody. They said sales declined over 30% in volume and dollar compared to the same period last year. I mean, in just 1 week after they launched that campaign, and it was an online influencer campaign with Mulvaney, sales dipped 6%, and Coors Light rose 3.5%. Miller Lights went up by a little over 3%. And everybody was, undoubtedly and understandably, we thought it was ridiculous. Now, Dana White has said that they were the UFC's original beer sponsors 15 years ago. And he said he chose to go with AB and Bud Light. He goes, I feel like we're aligned when it comes to core values and what UFC stands for, etc. So I think now we're coming to the question of, do we believe? Here's what I think makes, I think that there's progressive cancel culture. And then I think that there is the consequence of choice that is affected by conservatives. And there is a difference. And I think the difference comes down to, do you believe in a path for redemption? Do you believe that, and this is a great example, do you believe that Anheuser-Busch can redeem itself? Now, I want to be very careful, because there are a lot of people who get real hot and they just want to immediately disregard that very important nuance of this discussion. Because when you ask whether or not something can be redeemed, whether there's a path for redemption for the brand, what you're not saying that you agree with what they did. I mean, I'm a woman who felt like mocked by the cosplay of the man that they chose to present as a woman. So I, along with my other sisters in my gender, we are a little, I mean, no offense to dudes, but we're a little pissed off about this still, right? And we have every right to be, maybe more so than just a dude. I'm just saying. And I appreciated the men who have done the gentlemanly thing and have stuck up for us and have not wanted to drink the beer. I appreciate you, my brothers. I appreciate it. That being said, this is why I'm asking this, because I'm trying to figure out if there's still a difference between the right and the left when it comes to running someone out. And I'm not saying that to be deliberately provocative in the questioning. I'm genuinely wondering, because I wrote a book about this years ago that launched right as the world shut down for lockdown. That was super great. But my point in my book, Grace Canceled, was I was noting how the left, they don't allow a path back. They don't want reconciliation. They just want destruction. And I do think in some instances, yes, that is appropriate, but not in every instance. And is this one of those instances? But now I can't ask that question of our own side without in turn asking Bud Light, where's your statement where you just outright apologized for it? They've never done that. Do you realize that that's all a lot of us have wanted? Is saying, you know what, we messed up. We embarked on an influencer ad campaign and we chose a dude who is cosplaying as a woman who is literally making a caricature of the most stereotypical traits of a woman, mocking them, which is sexist. It's vaudevillian. And we're sorry for that. Because, you know, our female fans drink our beer too, and we are sorry that we mocked you. We're sorry that we pretended that your sex isn't important and a man can do it. We're sorry that we did that. What prevents me from saying yes, that there is a path to reconciliation for them, is they haven't done this. I can't reconcile with someone who hasn't acknowledged and taken responsibility of their wrongdoing, who hasn't acknowledged that they messed up, acknowledged how they messed up, and apologized for it. That's not an action of fealty. How do you know that you're not going to get screwed again if someone's like, you know what, I did mess up, and here's how I did it, and I'm sorry. I mean, when you're asking forgiveness for a sin, you do at least that. Why would you not, you know, and try to reconcile a relationship with someone? Why would you not do the same? So that's why I can't cheerlead it, because they have not done that. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Kane, have they released a statement? I don't believe that they have, because I've watched it closely. They've kind of like done some roundabout stuff about it, but they've never come out and said, you know what, we totally blinked up. We are sorry. Yep, no. So how can there be a step? How can there be a path to reconciliation if they haven't done that? Because that's the accountability we're talking about. You can't just tell people. I think if you're telling women, you know what, it's been long enough, get over it. Well, hell, you're just as bad. That's my view of it. You're just as bad. Hell no, we're not going to get over it. Time is not a substitute for accountability. Time is not a substitute for a recognition of wrongdoing and an apology for said wrongdoing. Time isn't a substitute for that. There's no substitute for it. You can't tell me to get on board with something where they spit in your face and they never acknowledge that they did so. I don't give a rat's ass who's making a partnership with what. That's just the nature of it. And there are a lot of women that like UFC. There are a lot of women that I like it differently than the dudes do. I mean, I think the guys like the technical aspects of fighting, which I appreciate, but I really get into the stories of the fighters because I love a good story. I love a good comeback story. I love, you know, all of that. So women get into MMA too. And it is, like I said, one of the last, I guess, last sports that has perhaps more conservative or libertarian leaning fans than not. And I think that in doing this, I really wish that they would have made, maybe not, you don't have to make this detail public, but it would have been great if as a part of this deal, they would have said, you know what, why don't you apologize to the ladies out there? Why don't you apologize to them? I mean, would UFC ever have a dude as a ring girl? Hell no. So don't expect me to drink a beer that was advertised by a dude pretending to be a chick. You're not going to have a guy up there with a bulge and an Adam's apple walking around in a bikini as a ring girl. So why the hell would you expect women that are, you know, to appreciate a partnership from a brand that tried to sell them a dude cosplaying as a woman? That's just kind of, and I'm just, you know, I like Dana White and I like UFC. But I, you know, I just got to make that point. That's what people are missing in all of this. You can't sit here and go, okay, enough time has passed or they're doing this. Oh, no. No. I want, ladies, we blinked up. We're sorry. And then it actually would be kind of cool if, you know, maybe you did some old school marketing, like old school type commercials after that. Show me you're serious. Not even that. Like, bring back, like, the Farrah Fawcett type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, women like to be attractive, and they like a society that values that. And if they say otherwise, they're either ugly or they're lying. And that's true. That's just true. Everything else is just marketing for a grift. That's the truth of it. So I don't know. That's just kind of where I stand on all of this. I mean, I just don't. I would love to have reconciliation. I'd love to have a comeback for, you know, the brand. And I'm from St. Louis. So not only was I, as a woman, mad that this brand decided to cosplay, have a marketing influencer, a dude cosplaying as a woman. Hell, I live blocks from the brewery. I smell barley and hops in the air every night. I drove past the Clydesdales on the daily. When they were there at the complex, I saw it all lit up for Christmas. It is a part of my childhood. It is, it is the official beer of my stepdad, who I told when they were down here, you cannot have any Bud Light because we don't buy it. Like, you better, here's you a Shiner, enjoy. Here's you a Line and Kugel, enjoy. You ain't drinking this. You have heard me talk a lot about how much I love my Kel-Tec P50. It's just so versatile and has become a global choice of protective details and sport shooters like me. Well, have y'all seen the new R50? Like the P50, the R50 carbine is light, well-balanced, and easily manipulated. This side-folding tack driver gives you maximum speed, accuracy, and power downrange. It is great fun out on the range. Looks like a SpaceX blaster. And the 5.7 cartridge comes in several variants, from sporting to hunting to serious personal defense. Now, the R50 comes with two 50-round double-stack mags that lay horizontally along the top, and just like the P50, the R50 offers over 7 inches of rail space up top for a wide range of optic options and even more space on the bottom for accessories. To learn more about the new R50 carbine, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Keltec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KeltecWeapons.com today. KeltecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Meta has been sued by 42 AGs alleging that Facebook and Instagram features are addictive and they target kids. All I'm going to say is I spent accidentally trying to go to sleep last night 43 minutes because I was just started watching videos of otters. Who puts... I don't know, man.
The attacky kind of otter?
Or no, just no, no. The like, kind? It was like this otter. So it started with this video, and it was these people that were cleaning this pool area, and this otter was like super helpfully, you know, like putting these cones up. And he was like, I've seen it before, but there was a longer version. And I watched this otter. He was like super helpful, right? And he was taking these cones and stacking them up, and it was just really helpful. And I was like, I kind of want one now. I mean, I don't know what I'd do with it, but, you know, I'd find something, you know? I mean, otters are friends. Anyway, and then before I knew it, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like 40 minutes later. So anyway, they say that they demonstrate broad bipartisan interest in protecting kids from harm because parents apparently suck and can't do anything anymore. Parents, you know, can I just say that there is a point in which it becomes ironic? You say we don't want the government raising our kids, but also we need the government to step in to set lines for our kids because we, the parents, apparently are too damn weak and stupid to do it ourselves. It's true. It's true. Apparently, a dog was mauled the owner after being fed a THC gummy. It was a Rottweiler. It was an hour-long Rottweiler attack, apparently. Jeez. Why would you feed a THC-laced gummy to your Rottweiler?
I don't believe that that's the reason the dog mauled the owner. I'm thinking it's deeper.
So wait, what is the bath salt thing? Is that the THC stuff?
No.
I don't understand drugs enough, clearly.
No. Are you saying Epsom salt?
No. That turns you into face-eating people.
You mean the drug stuff?
Yeah. Like the one guy who knocked the other dude down in Florida back in 80s face?
It's not the same.
Yeah, okay. So I didn't know. It was like, is it like hyped up THC, like synthetic THC? I don't know.
It's a gummy, and I'm not sure why you would be giving dogs gummies.
Why would you give a dog?
Anyway,
yeah. But she sounds like the type of person who puts her dog in clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love dogs, but if you're putting them in actual clothes, you need your head checked. I mean, I love dogs. My dog has a chaise. So before you like it, I mean, and that's what it's called, a chaise. It's I don't even have a chaise. I don't even know what it is until I got one for my dog. It's a fancy name for chair, Kane. But anyway, if you put clothes on your dog or feed your dog THC gummies, you're kind of a moron. But I mean, an hour-long mauling. That sounds like the name of a metal album. An hour-long mauling. It's what our, how would you describe your music? An hour-long mauling? Oh, okay. This is horrible. Seven dead after a super fog causes a huge pileup in New Orleans. This sounds like some Dracula stuff. They said that seven people after were killed in this. Super fog caused 158 car pileup near New Orleans. Thick fog and smoke. 25 people were injured. It was on Interstate 55 in St. John the Baptist Parish. Some vehicles caught fire and were abandoned. It just made it worse. It looks like a hot mess. I mean, the whole highway is just full of burned out cars. It looks really bad. That's just, I mean, good heavens. On track, 3% of Americans have gotten the new coronavirus shot. On track. Coronavirus shot, but the CDC director remains confident. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Come get your clot shots. It's not going to happen. Do you like blood like Jell-O? Then come check out the new clot shot from the CDC. Clot shot. I don't know what's happening today. Cocoa price, I'm going to riot, has soared to the highest in 44 years. Cocoa has surged 44 years. Global shortages are boosting cost for chocolate makers. So you're telling me I have to start hoarding. That's what I'm hearing. They say that behind the gains are forecasts for poor crops in top growers off the Ivory Coast and Ghana. They say, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a little bit more expensive. So get y'all's chocolate. If you bake, as I do, ahead of Thanksgiving and Christmas, get y'all's chocolate early. By the way, I've already started getting my pumpkin mix because all these people have been going crazy on pumpkin mix. I ain't roasting no pumpkin and scraping it out. I'm doing it from the can. So get that stuff early. Be like me. Get it early. Can we have a conversation about what broads expect in dating in 2023? Did you all see this thing? Juan's over there dying. Did you all see this thing that's gone viral? So it all happened because this chick, first up, this chick recorded herself going on a date with some dude. Where did he take her? He took her to what? Cheesecake Factory or something? And she didn't want to get out of the car because she was like, it was their first date. And she was like, this restaurant's not good enough for me. Girl, I was looking at you. Your fake eyelashes were not good enough to go anywhere else but a Cheesecake Factory. If you're going to act that way, you're going to get called out. They're not supposed to look like you picked up spider legs from a haunted house. Okay. It's not supposed to be looking like that. Like, and they're supposed to be like a gradient in length. Let's have this discussion anyway. And I shouldn't be seeing the glue in your video anyway. So like it went viral from that. So then there's this list that has come out that women are circulating. Here's a list of places that women absolutely refuse to go on a first date to. And thank you to the ladies who reached out to help me on my list. So these are them. The list is Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, the movies. Do they not understand what that means? Your house, any fast food chain, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Red Lobster. Beyonce loved Red Lobster. What are you talking about? IHOP, Denny's, the gym, church. That's not a restaurant. Church. I think this is going to be part of your problem. Like you don't know what. Coffee dates, ice cream dates, family functions, movie night, somewhere that requires a long drive, bowling nightclubs, hookah bar, a bar just for drinks, Waffle House, sports events. So basically what I'm seeing here is a bunch of dumb broads that have sugar daddy taste because a man who is your age is not going to be paying and shelling out a whole month's paycheck to take your broke ass to a Michelin starred restaurant. Let's be real. And first off, it's your first date, girl. It's not Michelin star. It's not that fancy requirement in the first place. That's when you're like cementing your relationship or you're getting a ring. Okay. Stop it. These snotty ass broads. I'm not couching my language. I'm not Big Bird. I'm not here to entertain your kids. I get so aggravated about this because these same women these same females want to sit here and complain about men. They want to complain about men. What you're talking about is dating a 60-year-old. You're not talking about dating a 25-year-old. You ought to be lucky that he takes you to, you ought to be lucky that he doesn't say, you know what, why don't you just stay home and order yourself, why don't you go buy yourself a DiGiorno's and you just put it in the oven, make yourself a DiGiorno's, because that's your worth. That's your worth right there.
Is it delivery?
Yeah, is it delivery? It's DiGiorno. By the way, who is hating on the Waffle House? The waffle has always been there for you. It has always been there for you. You're sad, Waffle House. You got a lot of homework and you're stressed, Waffle House. You went to a concert and it's 1 a.m. and you're super hungry. Where do you go? Waffle House. All hell breaks loose and you need somebody to have your back. Waffle House. You know, it's a storm, the storm of the century. Everything else is closed. You just need to get, you know, your hash brown smothered and covered. Waffle House. I mean, come on. They've always been there for you. How is Waffle House making this list? What is wrong with chicks? There's nothing. You're not too good for Olive Garden. If you got to make a list like this, you're too bad for Olive Garden. Olive Garden's too good for you. No unlimited sticks for you. You don't get that, right? You don't get any of that. You don't get no Chipotle. You're not going to go get Cheesecake Factory and their 50,000 page menu. They have a menu that is as long as Rand Paul's book on Fauci. That is how big their menu is. That's too good for you. If you got to make a list about where you're, boys, men, if your girl shares this on social media, I don't care if you've been together for a year, drop her. Drop her. That is a red flag. Run, boy, run. Run for the hills.
Solid advice.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. I'm doing you a favor. Let Mama Dana do you a favor. Run for the hills because she's not good enough. I don't care how serious y'all think you are. If she's sharing this on social media seriously and she's not criticizing it, drop her. Find somebody else. Golly, family functions, movie night, all this stuff. I'm too good for a hookah bar. You look like a hookah bar. Shut up. What's the matter with you? Oh, my gosh. I can't, man. Yeah, buy your own DiGiorno's. Just take care of yourself tonight. I feel bad for dudes. Dudes have it bad, right? Don't they? I feel bad for men today. This is crazy.
I'd take it first dates out to sporting events and to Waffle House afterwards.
You know what I would have done if I was a man and a chick wasn't, she didn't like it, I was taking her to a Cheesecake Factory. I would drive her broke butt to a bus stop and I would drop her off there and be like, catch it later. And then I'd leave. I'm not even exaggerating. Right. I would dump her at a Greyhound.
That's not a bad idea because that's not on the list.
Yeah, it's not on the list. But how do you like a bus stop? What does that taste like? Here you go. Bye.
Tastes like church.
Oh my gosh. Sounds like you need Jesus. If you don't want to go to church, it sounds like you need him. That's where I'm going to take you to get saved, girl. Oh my gosh. What is wrong with this generation?
Oh, I'm kind of with Kane on this.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with a lot of these. Some of them I wouldn't take a first date to a chain restaurant, I don't think. But like ice cream, like that's sporting event, that's fine. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
That is the ones I'm like, that's what I would do. Like coffee's great.
Yeah. Like, what do they expect? Like, right. It's a privilege for you to spend time in their presence, so you have to invest in them an expensive dinner? No. Girl, you're worth one cup of coffee. Let's see if we have chemistry. That's it. That's how this works. What is this entitlement mentality that these chicks have? No. You don't get to make those kind of demands if you're a woman. No. You're not. Because women get so mad if men make demands upon them. Well, what are you doing to the men right here? Oh, but that's okay. Stop it. Good heavens. I cannot. No, I would have taken her to a bus stop. I'm just glad that, oh man, I feel bad for dudes. I feel like they're shell shocked. Is it like a big thing? So let me ask you this, Steve, not to like pry into your life.
I don't care.
Do you, if you're going on a date, do you stress over where to go eat? Because like, is this like rampant in the dating scene today?
I mean, I tend to shape the date, but kind of like off a personality trait. So if they're into this, you go like something that makes both people feel comfortable. Like that's why I see the whole chain restaurant thing. Like I would never take someone to a chain, like maybe a second or third time, but not the first. When you get to know someone, you know.
When I was a freshman in college, I had a date take me to a Pizza Hut because we were both freshmen in college and we were broke, and that's back when Pizza Hut was cool. Remember that? That's when they would send out the pizza and the hot like cast iron things where you could scald your arm skin off if you accidentally brushed against it. That's back when they had the salad bar, the Book It program. Man, I had the big Book It button. I had all that. Yeah, those are the good old days when we had it all before we even realized that we did. Anyway, I was just shocked about that. I was just shocked. So coming up, I got more culture for you as well. New Jersey school cancels Halloween in the name of equity. I'm about to take my boot off and start hitting people. I'm just done at this point.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.